Hi, welcome, and thanks for joining me. This is the Just MS Show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This guy's done so much for the goddamn medical community in the state. Yeah, but Justin, my dogs, everybody, love you, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so
much. Hi, and welcome. I'm Justin Loizos, and this is another episode of the Just MS Show, where we work together to inform, connect, and even try to empower other people living with multiple sclerosis. Now, let's get into our MS news roundup for the week of the 17th to the 23rd of July, 2023. In this week's episode, we dive into a range of MS-related topics, from the limitations of fatigue measurement and the inspiring journey of an MS warrior, to a closer look at depression's impact on MS. We also explore a cutting-edge remyelination tool and the perils of medical tourism, ending on a hopeful note with the benefits of early treatment. All right, our first story comes from James Maithfall, MD, writing for Neurology Advisor on the 17th. Maithfall discusses a study that shows a twice-daily alertness test falls short of accurately measuring fatigue in MS patients. Researchers recruiting 213 patients with relapsing MS observed reaction times and various other factors, despite an overall faster reaction time in the morning. A staggering 78.4% of patients reported severe fatigue. The conclusion? This twice-daily test isn't sufficient for assessing subjective fatigue in MS patients. This highlights the need for a more nuanced understanding of fatigue and its impact on those living with MS. You can find a link to the full story in our show notes below, and you will also find links to all the other stories located in the show notes as well. So next, we bring you an inspiring story from Sarajevo, a woman named Ida Kurovic shared her journey living with MS since 2014. This story, published on July 17th by N1, details Ida's initial struggles with acceptance and her journey towards personal growth. Despite the challenges, she expresses a newfound appreciation for life and the mission to spread positivity and help others. Life is a great treasure, she shared. This is a sentiment we can all embrace. So check out the full story in the links below. Now, let's talk about the relationship between depression and MS. Patricia Wazer writes that depression experience in the early stages of MS doesn't seem to cause more severe disability. This study, published in the Scientific Reports, flips the conventional wisdom on its head, suggesting that depression might be a result of worsening MS symptoms rather than the cause. This research further emphasizes the importance of treating depression in people with MS. Okay, we'll move to something a little more exciting. Deanna McNeil, PhD, reported that a new high thorough screening platform developed by researchers at Johns Hopkins University. This platform uses genetically engineered human stem cells to find potential remyelination therapeutics for MS. This tool could be instrumental in finding treatments that promote myelin restoration, possibly offering hope for a cure or a reversal of the disease. You can read more about this in the scientific.com or links below. But it's not all positive news in our roundup today. An article by Kate Hall on Insider warns of the potential dangers of medical tourism. A woman who traveled to Mexico for an experimental MS treatment contracted bacterial meningitis due to contaminated equipment. This incident underscores the importance of stringent safety standards in medical treatments. Okay. Lastly, we'll look at a study that found starting treatment within 6 months of the first MS symptoms could significantly reduce long-term disability. This encouraging research was led by Dr. Alervio Cobo Cavallo and colleagues at the Multiple Sclerosis Center at Catalonia and the Autonomous University of Barcelona. The study supports the idea that early diagnosis and treatment initiation could alter the course of disease progression. All right, and that's it for today, folks. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and together we can create a supportive and informative community. I'm Justin Loizos, and you're listening to the Just MS Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if it sounded like I was trailing off a little bit towards the end, I was. Taking a few times to record this, and I'm really enjoying this process. I'm also working on a tool to help streamline this even a little bit more. Anyway, thank you for tuning in, and if you ever want to help out, shoot me a message. And that could include wanting to be interviewed or helping out to organize and, just keep this train chugging along the track. So thanks for tuning in, and be well. Signing off, I'm Justin Loizos.